it is to benefit our future life. So purpose of practice and dharma is to benefit our future life. And so therefore, whether you will have a positive result in your future life or not, it depends upon your present life. So if you mess up with this present life, then, you know, the future life, including intermediate stage, will be messed up as well. So therefore, we have to be very careful with this particular life by engaging in virtuous act, virtuous deed. So, now the reason why I'm saying this practicing Dharma is to benefit our future life is because if we practice just by just having intention of just benefiting this particular life alone, then this, you know, we will, it's a very, you know, narrow way of thinking. So we must practice Dharma by recognition of one's importance of one's future life to benefit our future life. Because if you really, you know, single-pointedly just thinking about the benefits of this present life alone, then it's not, you know, this present life will never last forever. We all know that. And later or sooner, we will, the death will come into existence, which is inevitable. It is uncontrollable. We can't control over it. And when the death comes, there is no other means to really accompany us but the practice of Dharma. Practicing of Dharma, which mainly means to engage in a virtuous act, engage in a positive act. That is the practice of Dharma. And this is what really accompany us when the ultimate journey comes. And other than that, you know, you might have a name, fame, wealth, or surrounded by a wonderful, you know, siblings, but they will never ever able to actually accompany you when the time of death comes. So therefore, only the practice of the Dharma, the sincere practice of Dharma, will then accompany you, not only just to accompany you, but also enables you to have a positive result in your future life.
Nahi hipa mai kenji, I took it just saying, and I don't understand the whole thing. no ki se mai ki ji su se ri ya yo mari es meri ya mai ki ji me su ri yo mari es cha thoma ma ba no kono yo yo ba ri es gi ri ni yo ba yi gu to kan da re se na na ki me ba na ki ni ne le me ba ji an du se ki ba mai ki ji ki ba de ji mi cha de no cha ha ma de le ki ba ha ma de le ki ba ki ba ki ba ji na ji cha al thoma me ba no ba ri es gi ri cha thoma me ba no lu to ka re sen ro wa ri tu bu kan do gi Gewa chigi ina na lata men lama yasu dendrole che gili sa dendrole chigiri. Ani dipa chigi ina nawa yada tiyundu sungo. Yana nda chin rwa tanda chibadu kura kuhi chini. Tanda chin nga chukupa tajin juju chan yili ten che to papa chi nengyori.
So Buddhists would always say our life is beginningless. It's always a beginningless. So if you really think carefully, it's not just, we're not really, you know, the this beginningless, the belief of beginningless of our life. You know, from one side, if you, from one hand, if you look at it and think, then it's almost like it remains as a theory. But if you really think carefully, there's a rationale behind it. There's a reason behind it. Why we are saying that our life is not life is no beginning. Because when we speak about the life, or human life, or animal life, or whatever, we are not referring to the body that we have, the aggregate that we have. And those are not the life that we are really talking about. So when we speak about the life, we are talking about, we're really referring to the consciousness. So therefore, the consciousness itself is the beginningless. We can't really, pinpoint. It is not possible for us to actually pinpoint, this is the beginning of my consciousness. And that's the beginning of my consciousness, and so on and so forth. It is with no beginning, beginningless. And so it is the transition of our consciousness, transcend from one life to another life, and one realm to another realm, depending upon one's own karma. So if one carries more positive deeds within one's consciousness, then one will be transited to a positive rebirth. And similarly, if one carries propensities, negative propensities within one's consciousness, then one will have a negative results. So now here, when the Buddhists speak about engaging in the positive deeds and negative deeds, it's not really just a religious belief. It is a fact that if you want to have a better life, you must abandon, you must keep a distance from engaging in negative deeds. And if you really seek a positive life and positive future life, then one engages in the the conduct of virtue, the virtuous conduct. So this is the question here. Now, what kind of life that we really want to have in the future? Whether we want to, it is up to us. It is just in the palm of our hand, because the positive life and the negative life, in other words, or the fortunate or the unfortunate life, is not coming into being from no cause, nor it is a random existence. It has its own specific causes and conditions that give rise to our rebirth.
Well, then, Tata ngāntu chintilu mēngi bāndā āla tete rīmpundi āntāmpo tāntā āsāntu jodun lōngchū rīpī ngānsā chitū nīne tāndi pū yūnu kēndi tā kāki tāmāndi kā yūndi āta kāri chītī sē nā āni chā hāmi kī līsā tōng chibā khuā rī sī kūrī tā chima kāntu tata sē nā tī sī chima sūsā chibu tā dūpū jīn dōsā ātā dūpū jī sā tata sē nā tī sē yā pū jī kū rī Tendil cheman dhugu dhugu kunshu lu tegu jiyan dhapu dhugu dhugu mel bachi ganga lu pensin jiyan dhapu dhugu ngansu chi chitang jitang gewa yinsele chi jitang ki jiyan wani sosok chokan chi yinsele mungu yunga dhina chi jiyuma chi singen dhigu nruwa rin se jen tang chi chana ganga di pen to na to na ri na chi na chi na ri se jen tang chi dhulu pensin chi ko chi gina gewa chi gina te gewa ku chi gina zombo lin se jen tang chi rungan di gewa chi gina
So therefore, we have an expression goes that whatever the life that you have is a result of your previous conduct or your previous actions. And what kind of life that you want to have in your future, it depends on your present actions. So therefore, there is an action that gives rise to its result. And then within, once you have the result, again, not just, you know, having result alone, you know, you just accomplish the result. It's not a not adequate, but you have accomplished the result, and within that, and you are actually engaging in a particular act, that becomes action, again, that becomes a cause for, you know, subsequent future lives. So therefore... We have to be very careful with ourselves. In other words, the actions of the body, speech, and mind, guiding one's body, speech, and mind, and not, you know, letting our actions of the body, speech, and mind influenced by negative thoughts and emotions.
What an array. And I did that, then the daughter, which in a jar come up, but it didn't the melody in a lachy chicken.
So therefore, if you look at the beings, among the human beings, in other words, we have a different sides of the body, different way of thinking, different behaviors, and so on and so forth. It is all because of one's own actions or the causes and conditions that one have accumulated in one's in a past life. And there are beings who are really, you know, nice and compassionate. There are beings who are very cruel. And there are beings who are completely enlightened, and if those are there are beings who have gained a certain levels of realizations and spiritual realizations and so on, are all dependent upon its own causes and conditions.
Shoke Lama to Sanji Chukandi Mato, Mazo Tinaji in Guinea, and Tingi to the piggy Bambo Dabaji, the Patachi, and Nichinga Tin to Jack Matum to Kurji Shondiina, and Kuki the Tuguri Mato Shinda Tugumaro, the Naki, Konsu Sola, Lukini, and Nachamang and Sumandoa. I have Juna and Rada Jibin to water, such and Tangi Chaman Pama Mandoa, Konsu Jojin, and Konsu Yeshijin.
So therefore, right from the beginning of our day as a practitioner of the Dharma, one must begin one's day by taking refuge in rituals. So I take refuge in Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, in other words, and Lama Likyabhisi, Sangha Likyabhisi. So then the reason why you are actually taking refuge in Tijol is the very, you know, purpose of taking refuge in Tijol is to lay the foundation of the ethical discipline. If your actions are based upon the ethical discipline, then you will never engage in the activities that are harmful to others and self and others. You know, body, speech, and mind, the actions of the body, speech, and mind. So, right from the beginning, when we speak about taking refuge in Tijol, we must not think just mere, you know, taking refuge. You know, that's, please protect me from the suffering of cyclical existence, or please protect me from the lower realms, and so on and so forth. But rather, when you take refuge in Tijols, you have to think about the reason why you are taking refuge in Tijols. We don't want to, you know, take a river in the lower realms. Therefore, I take refuge in Tijols so that from now on, I'll engage in the act that becomes the causes and condition for the positive realms, so the positive result or positive deeds. That indicates that you're actually willing, voluntarily, you know, accepting yourself to engage in the virtuous deed. That is the purpose of, you know, taking refuge in Tijols. So very, very purpose of taking refuge in Tijol is to benefit other beings. And refraining from harmful acts. In other words, that is the purpose. We have to, you know about that. And because if one, say, if it is possible, as His Holiness always says, one must engage in the act that are beneficial and helpful for other beings. If that is not possible, one should at least refrain from harming others, abstain from harming others. That is the essence of taking refuge in Tijols. Based upon, you know, taking refuge in Tijols, because as the sentient beings, there is a common desire or the wish that we all have is to be happy, to be, you know, to peaceful life and so on. So in order to have a happy and peaceful life, one must refrain from harming others. If you engage in the act that are harmful to others, there is no way that you can achieve happiness. There's no way that you can have a peaceful life, period. Because so long as you are engaging, you are intending to engage in negative acts, something that brings about harm upon other beings, and the very moment, without engaging in that actions, the motivation that you have is actually distracting your nature of your mind. It is distractions. You may not be able to notice that what is really going on with your mind at the moment, because you are single-pointedly, you know, focus on bringing up or harm upon someone at that moment, you become so oblivious of yourself. But if you really think carefully, the distraction is already there. It distracts your mind. And then once you have actually engaged in these actions that are, you know, harmful to others, then still the distraction will linger within your mind. So now very purpose, now if you look at this, in the very purpose of not harming others is to benefit ourselves. So it is based on the idea of this beginningless of our life, which can really, you know, refrain you from harming other beings. Because when we speak about the beginningless of your beginningless of our life, obviously the zillions of life that we had in the past, most of those life has a parents, right? So then when we think about that line, then we cannot really distinguish among the sentient beings who has been once on parents and who has not been once on parents. So therefore, the idea of, you know, the beginningless time of our life really, you know, helps you to, you know, to broaden your ideas of all sentient beings that have been once on parents, relatives, and so on. So therefore, when you take refuge in individuals, you're actually committing yourself. Not only just you're not engaging in the act that brings about harm upon human beings, but also entire animals, down to the insects, such as ants and so on. So you're actually committing yourself, your entire life, not taking a life of even insects. So this is a very, you know, a purpose. As a Buddhist, this is a very purpose of taking refuge in individuals.
What the name? What the name? That are the things that John Logan Lama just on your job. That does a condemnation and answer game. And rang de jo jibe sangji de toji mi na ne se jian tang ji sangji tong yo ma ro wa ro wa de se jian tang ji sangji ji xia de rang de jo jibe sangji yo de rang de jo jibe sangji yo ji de sangji de na de ton ton ka re re se na rang ne de ju ni mu ti song de ge ya sangji ge sa le ku gu mo lo na ge lu de ku gu lu ya jo mo tu re ma to rang ne ge ju ni mu ti song de ma pa zu zu na ane so se de jo jibe sangji ge
So now here, when we speak about taking refuge into rituals, we are taking refuge into rituals by understanding that in the future, the qualities of the Buddha's body, qualities of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha can be accomplished by ourselves. We are not just mere taking refuge into rituals and keeping oneself at a distance from the three jewels. This is not what is meant by taking refuge in three jewels. Therefore, when we take in refuge, in three jewels, in the commentaries of the refuge, taking refuge, it says there's a two sets of refuge. One is the causal refuge. One is the resultant refuge. The causal refuge is the beings who have already gained state of enlightenment, such as Buddha Shakyamuni, and the wisdoms and compassions of the Buddha, possessed by the Buddha, and the cessation from suffering and so on, and then the Buddha himself. And then the resultant refuge is the enlightenment that is to be achieved by ourselves. That is the resultant refuge. So all of sentient beings have a resultant refuge, because all of them, and you know, there's no such a single sentient beings who do not possess what we call the Tathagata Garbha, which is the essence of the Buddha. In other words, the Buddha nature, right? So all of them possess entire sentient, regardless of who they are, whether they are human beings, whether they are, the fortunate beings or the unfortunate beings, such as animal, hell beings, or preta beings, and so on and so forth. All of them, all of us actually possess this Buddha nature. It is based on this understanding of possessing Buddha nature we speak about, you know, possibility of gaining the state of enlightenment, all other sentient beings, all sentient beings. So now, if there is no natural, you know, what we call the naturally abiding nirvana, in other words. It is also refers to your Buddha nature. If you do not have the naturally abiding, you know, enlightenment within yourself, there's simply not possible for us to achieve, to remove the stains of stains of our mind. Because there is a natural state of mind, the natural state of enlightenment that states that abides within oneself. So based on this understanding that you can remove the stains, the pollutants of this, you know, nature of our mind and gain the state of enlightenment. So if there is simply no naturally abiding enlightenment within ourselves, and there's no way that we can actually remove the stains or the defilements. So it is on this, you know, ideas, one can then, you know, become a conviction of gaining the state of enlightenment. Not only the practitioners, but also have a potential to gain the state of enlightenment of all other sentient beings.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མ ཁྱི ཕྱི ཁྱི 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 ཁྱ chedere, ten rui mula re. Ani lama la chen, sanji la chen su chen sen dere, rang lunga yin song te pa, sang sen le nungu tu song kanga te pa sang de, ni ya ki tang chi ngu sung tu chen te pa sanji ki te ngu ndo chedere, sanji chen. Sanji la lama chen sanji chen. Ani chu la chen su chen sen ya de, tang tang an tu, ding jiro ta,
So when we take refuge in individuals, in the Guru Yoga we find that prior to taking refuge in Buddha, there's a guru to whom that we take refuge, right? Namu Guru Be, and then Namu Buddhaya, Namu Dhammaya, Namu Sanghaya. So the reason why we have the guru in the at the very first we take refuge in guru is because guru is the one that actually connects us to the state of enlightenment. Because without the guru's guidance, regardless of how profound and deep and vast teachings there may be, you will not be able to actually connect yourself to the teachings and to gain the state of enlightenment. So therefore, guru is the actual person who actually acts as a mediator between yourself and your future enlightenment. So there are a lot of Buddhas in the past, such as Buddha Shakyamuni, Kasvaya, and so on and so forth. They have gained the state of enlightenment, but so far as receiving the direct teachings of the Buddhas, Buddhist teachings, or Dharma teachings is concerned, we can receive only from one's own guru. So therefore, the reason why we have the guru in the beginning is the guru is the main source which really leads yourself to the state of enlightenment. So therefore, in the Guru Yoga, when you look at the Guru Yoga's texts, then first you will see, I take refuge in guru, then Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha.
And then Sanji La Chodha Chi Chula Chodha Chi Chula Chodha Chi Siya Talo Hadiri Ranyang Toja Chibi Tuni Ranyang Chibi Mumma Pansi Tuni Tibi Hero Teta And then Gohnyang Chula Chong Chiri Chong Chiri Tong Kanda Nesana And then Landen Dege Tun Tibi Landege Ranyang Chibi Mumma Pansi Mepa Pishagiri Gohden Seng the Kumanda Masuna Gochilma pisa di ya, mumakan, godmaton di. kumama chelo ma pikin dapo tu 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 kiro chi la den de chi kuma chelo pi mo de ya li ung ro tin li mo god ma jwa ji tu go den se wa tin an ge ji tu ni tu bi kiro ji ro ni ge ne mo ka ga de pa pi tu ni tu bi kiro de chang chu ge sen de da yin zo pa ji tu la sen bu du zo gun sa ji wa de ge pa pi ge yo re an go den se ga ri re sen an pa pi sa ju lo ku ju lo go den se de wa de to ji lo Godense and the Kurongula. Well, Toba took a unit, Godense and Godense, the carrier, Kunz, the Ronu, no more, I came with Paka Handel, and Godense, no more, I can't eat that chicken in Godense. And I'm not just on your children in Gendela, and Gendela, and then under Chudrub in Dadoji, under Chisek and the Druhang, Chuna Chichena, and the Pachu Tropo de Chile Gapoji, the Yapoji, Yona, and so I tell him, maybe Tiger is a good. I think Yabaji Guris and Gendanko to the Petsun, Lama Jason Gilling, Gendana Judici. Oh, and those in the conjures on the church, you don't deny.
So then I take refuge, you know, the among the three refuge, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. So the Dharma is the actual refuge. Dharma is actual refuge because it is a Dharma that eliminates your sickness of all the defilements. So therefore, when we take refuge in individuals, considering oneself as a sick person, and the Buddha as a physician who prescribes medications, and the Dharma is the actual medicine. It is taking the medicine of Dharma, one will be able to, one can alleviate oneself from this, the sickness of delusions, sickness of the defilements. And then, of course, we need a companion. When we actually engage in the practice, we really need a companion such as the Sangha community. So so what is meant by Sangha community is a Sangha community, you know, must be someone who inspire you, someone who actually, you know, assists you in practicing Dharma. So while one is engaging in the practice of the Dharma, if one associate with a negative person and someone who always talks about, who always, you know, think about the negative way and who always talks about the negative things and who always engage in the negative acts bodily and so on, then this will, for as initial practitioners, we get influenced very easily by that. So therefore, companion, you know, in other words, the company is very, very important for us to have a positive, have a virtuous company, in other words. So therefore, with this, you know, if the physician actually prescribed the medications, and if one ignore to actually, you know, if one really ignore to take the medications, then there's no cure for your sickness. Similarly, we find a good teacher and receiving the teachings of the Dharma if you do not take it. In other words, if you do not practice, then there's no use. It will not help us to alleviate from sufferings. It will not become a remedy to one's defilements.
ほんとだ。あ、だんだん言ってて、なんぞたちてんどうじてんて、いくちゃしまがてんだれ。なんてんだ言ってて、なんぞ、りゅでかな、むかんだちにいないやん。なんりゅでやに、せんで、だんだんなんぞ、せんせん、だんがせんせぐりひ、なんだじゃんでせんで、かんざでせんでげ、ねんざがこんばそんだでりゅで。ほんとだ、せんで、だけんがたなひりんどぐぐ、なひりたひばで。 せんで、せんで、だかんざで、ろくぐり。かんざくろんごうひばくんごうちん。かんざでちゃわちゃまのろくぐり。ちゃわはまにゃ、たんじぱとせんでろくりじきじきりょう、ちゃわちゃまくんろくり。りゅでかんろくぐり。なんてんだいね、りゅでかんとか、ろくでん、そそらじきだ。なたんだじなーね、たってぺちえ、めりさまりさ、たんだじててじきけじゅな。なんでなんぞ、たんだじけじゅな。なんでなんぞ、たっち、りゅでまがらね、ちゃわちゃまぐさん。 センデルパイケンチャーチーパーマーケットランマーチーパーナンアチャーチャーマーパンドニーチマンディアチータサルリテンダラテンダギモビキルリテンサンジギテンバダンダナチラチャーネンドワールドシチンタンジギテンジチートワシューサンダンダブジマラタウネケガヤラマラチョドジサンジラチョドチュラチョドジンゲネラチョドチョンドウチケガラガリヒナマジワチーネンセナジマニラチチリュンルニニリュンルチタテリュウアンドカクバリテナインテンダサンダマトワチーネ あのまがきやでな、ちゅうな、どうあるせちんたんじけ、なごひよかんがちゅうとはしゅう。がどげんのあじゅう、せちんたんちぽん、てしゅんとぎんいらちぃ、ぱ、たくじりとぐる。あんどーてちゃね、どかんらかいな、そそ、なぎとどかんらかいな、せんさんせんげち、ぽこりゅうてぱまりゅうと、たくそせん、ぎわでへぐりしゃん、でげるせまる、たりんでそにやめがんのほかこぐる。あんどーてちゃね、せんちゃいよるまれ、こんちゅうそのじょうせちん。
So Dharma is this actual remedy for our, you know, sickness of the defilements. In other words, because if you look at our actions, most of the time, as ordinary beings, our actions of the body and speech are very much influenced by our thoughts, our intentions. And we have no control over it. In fact, we are controlled by our negative thoughts and emotions, our minds and our motivations. And we are enslaved by our thoughts and our mind. Let's take an example of, you know, someone who is mentally unstable. And such a person will engage in a very, you know, strange act. Why such a person is engaging in such an act? A very strange act is he's not voluntarily doing that. It is not a voluntary basis. It is completely influenced by his or her mind. So he has no control over it. In the same manner, we are all actually, you know, commanded by our own mind. It commands us all the time. Therefore, we ended up engaging in all kinds of actions that are harmful to oneself and others. So we have no control over our mind. So now, how can we really, you know, take control of it? It's by taking the medication of Dhamma. So this mind, this the mental state that we have right now is really influenced by anger, hatred, jealousy, attachment, and so on. So all those negative thoughts and emotions are swamped and our mind is, the nature of our mind is completely swamped by this, negative thoughts and emotions. So therefore, when we generate a strong attachment, we engage in actions followed by following these negative thoughts. And when we generate strong anger, then we follow these thoughts and we engage in negative thoughts, negative acts, and so on. So we, you know, if you really look at ourselves, we are really, you know, under the control of our mind, under the domination of our mind, particularly the negative states of thoughts and emotions. And so now, how can we really get rid of this? How can we really, you know, be distance ourselves from that kind of negative thoughts and emotions? It's by taking meditation of Dharma. First of all, one must understand the destructive nature of those negative thoughts and emotions, such as anger. What kind of result that we may gain out of it? If we really let ourselves, if we really embrace those negative thoughts and emotions, come into our own, you know, our own hearts and emotions, then what kind of result there will be? What kind of functions of those negative thoughts and emotions? And if you are really able to deepen insight into the nature of those negative thoughts and emotions, then you will have a strong wish to get rid of that. Because this is such a, you know, how do you call it? It's a harmful. It's a very, very harmful to all of us. It's very harmful to oneself and as well as other beings. So we don't want to have something that is harmful to ourselves. Because most of the time, the problem with us is we remain unchecked. We don't check those, and we don't really, you know, be even skeptical about those. When that anger arises, we embrace them, we let them come, and then making a story out of it, in fact. Oh, I'm angry because of this and that, and so on and so forth. And we make a big story out of it, and then we increase that, and we kind of embracing this anger within us. So this is how we are really controlled by our negative thoughts and emotions. So now practicing the Dharma, and having taken refuge in Dharma, we need to reverse that.
ཁྱི ལ་མ་ལ་ཅོ་དེ་ཅ་ཅང་གི་ལ་ཅོ་དེ་ཆུ་ལ་ཅོ་དེ་གི་ན་ལ་ཅོ་སུ་ཅེ་སེ་ཅོ་ཅོ་སེ་ལ་ང་སང་གི་ལ་མ་གི་མ་ཆུ་སོང་རོ་ཅི་ཡི་སེ་ལ་མ་དེ་ལ་ང་ཅི་སང་གི་ལ་ང་ཤིན་དེ་ཅི་རོ་ལ་ང་དེ་ཁེན་དེ་གི་རོ་དེ་ལ་མ་སུ་རི་ལ་མ་གི་ལ་ང་རུ་དེ་རང་རང་རོ་གུ་རི་སེ་རོ་ཅི་སོ་སོ་རོ་གུ་རི་སོ་སོ་རོ་དོ་ག་ན་རེ་སེ་ན་རང་ནེ་ ও তেনে মেপা যাবে শিপা দেখি দেখি মেপা পা জগুরে দেখি চাকরি মা যো থাকি ল রে সি সামি নমো দি মেপা জনি সুসে মা তো চি গে এ তোমার হইতে কাজে মা খি খি জি আনজে রে
So it is by taking refuge in rituals, Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. One then embark upon what we call the unmistaken path, right? Because the Guru is the one actually navigates us by showing us unmistaken path. And then we are the one who is actually embarked embarking upon this path. So therefore here, when we speak about the path, now, up, you know, right from the beginning, last time up until now, we let ourselves, you know, to be controlled by our negative thoughts and emotions. And our negative thoughts and emotions are driven by which we call ignorance, which is the root cause of all those negative thoughts and emotions. And now, what we need to do is now, up until now, we are actually navigated by those negative thoughts and emotions. And following that, we always end up, you know, embarking upon a wrong path. Now, at this time, I come to realize that from the beginningless time up until now, I'm completely overpowered, I'm completely dominated by those negative thoughts and emotions. And I've been following that, and there hadn't been anything, a positive result. So from now on, I'll do my best to follow the path that is shown by one's, you know, qualified teachers or the gurus, so that I will try my best to, you know, stick to the right path. So now here, when we speak about the, you know, right path, it's by not letting ourselves, you know, influenced by those negative thoughts and emotions, anger, hatred, jealousy, and so on. Yes, we should take.
Hurry, Tadari. Can
we take 10, 15 minutes break?
Come on. Hurry, Tadari. Tili ye chi chi gugiri. Lama la chi sanji la chi. Ta kongchoo sondi, ta na lama la sanji ni bodi chi chi ni, nga tu dawa chi xin liya, tekeni sondi bodi, kong ri, kong ni chi xie tegiri. Na chi si gani te kari ri, na kong ni chi xie te, nga tu ta tingi mungu xin li. Nga tu kuchu dupu tingi, kanga rangi kuchu ni mungu ri, ni mungu de cha xie ta kong tu sondi. Tegi ni apu de la kani ri, ni mungu de ki su su ki, Bekanga is a Rama, Ranzo Tupati, Handy Guru. Chukunjus don't be hero, don't be chukunjus, don't need to be hero again. Chitam Mekanga Chitanji Rama, Ranzo Tupa Maipin, Dagi Pumbra, Sanji Abatoni candle, don't need to be heroes. I take a carriage in a Texas or Julius of Junumkanga and Kipinu Guru. Commander Mazun, but if you could Kuge. Only to be hero in the end, the town couldn't lottery something needed in the town, you jibba jib. And it don't need to be hero the gay, scandia the gay, the garon tuning the unity. It couldn't the art so wrong in the module around in Tupan Zendiri. Wrong so that module around in Tupan Zendi could do the law low hitchy. Only to be hero the gay, running wrong in the module by Nahi, running wrongum could tune the Chadilu. The good thing is that the Gulani, which is Lamas in the church and Gendera to the one Gendera second, the Tanda under my head, you and the passing, the Kikira, and my head, you to Rupuy in under swinging under ma chulba gapo, ma sen zambo, yapo chiyona susalatina ki chakiri is. Pacho was in metal jobang and mother to judge on tetum din in a carriage chigum and tetachin susalatina ki chandogiri. Chochusa de la pangi, then conchus in the pam. Yen a pensin you can, chili te guchip you can, and all the paki in a susalatina ki chajuri. What an adjuri. What an age I do, eh? Chilamala judas on numbers. So the clown again the Patrick and the Landrand the Chief was the Lord to Nap and Buyuri. So the Dodi Yalong did the Lamala Jesus, some of the children, the Joseph Cadet is not up near soon with Dumuli, Quig Dumuli, I know my group, but I think it's Sanji Salatero, you said Sanji is Salatis and the Tindrai, my Sanji, Ronel Junior, Mood the Mantel and then the Mapa, Ronel Junior, the Chaki dog, Kundus on the Pond Pondu. I don't need to be here with the Tanju, saying he the mat power jay to me. And Sanji is in the way.
So, when we speak about taking refuge in teachings, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, so we are not really emphasizing on having mere faith, faith alone. The faith alone is not adequate. Here, taking refuge in rituals. Faith based on reasoning. That is what we call. Faith based on reasoning is very, very important. Because if there's no reason, and then once faith becomes a blind faith, and this is not a real faith, in other words, then this the very faith that we have will become a really vulnerable. It can be, you know, the faith can be vanished in no time. Because if someone comes and explains it, if you have a strong faith in such and such things, thinking that this is the positive, this is a great, you know, from the depth of your heart, and if someone comes and gives you a different explanation about that particular phenomena to whom that it, you take refuge. And then your impression and your way of thinking will completely change. Because you haven't really, your faith is not really grounded upon the reasonings. So therefore, faith grounded upon reasoning, that is called irreversible faith. As long as you know the reasonings, as long as there is a rationale behind this, then no one can destroy that. Because you know, if someone comes and explains it to you, this is not right, and you know that it's right. So therefore, faith based on reasoning. In the Buddhist, faith plays a very important role in our practice, but this must be grounded upon reasonings. So therefore, when we take refuge in rituals, particularly we talked about the taking refuge in dharma which is the actual refuge. Why we call the dharma as actual refuge is that dharma is the one that actually alleviates us from the suffering. That is the main, a remedy for all our sufferings. Because it is through the internalizing the Dharma, one will be able to identify the source of our suffering. And source of our suffering can be eradicated by means of taking the medication of Dharma, taking the medicine of Dharma. So, here, speaking about the source of our suffering, which is avidya, it's ignorance, right? It is the source of our sufferings. Ignorance is the one that gives rise to all kinds of negative thoughts and emotions. It is because of those an arisal or the generation of negative thoughts and emotions, one after another, keeps us in the cycle of suffering, keeps us in the cycle of suffering, nature, existence. So So now, taking Dharma, how can the Dharma actually eradicate the source of our suffering, which is the ignorance? It's because why the ignorance give rise to all those negative thoughts and emotions is because ignorance is perceived things opposite of how you know actually they are. How they are. In other words, the way of the understanding of all things in even by the ignorance is a distorted, is a incorrect. So if we are to follow those distorted thoughts and distorted minds, and there will be no result for us at all in our let's take an example of our day-to-day life. If you believe there is something that is not there, and if you follow that path and go there, and then you will have not nothing. In the same manner, but ignorance is always like this. It's just ignorance actually deceives us all the time, because the ignorance perceived things as a concrete existence, whereas the Dharma, which is the path, the mainly Dharma refers to the path and the cessation, the cessation and the path lead to the path leading to the cessations. The path enables you to understand how things really are. So therefore, those two mental states, one is one that perceives things as a concrete existence, whereas other sees the things that is lack of intrinsic identity and intrinsic reality, intrinsic existence. So therefore, both of those two mental states are actually, the focusing on one particular object, but their mode of apprehension is opposite, the contradictory to each other. So now, the other one, the one that understands the lack of identity of intrinsic reality, what we call this is the wisdom, which has a valid support, which is a valid thought, whereas the other, the ignorance, which sees everything as exists as it appears to them, as it appears to us, and perceive things as intrinsically real, is what we call distorted thoughts. So therefore, once this valid thoughts, which is the wisdom, the force of the wisdom increases, then the other force, the other state of the state of mind, which is ignorance, which diminishes gradually. This is the nature of the opponents, because these two doesn't really coexist for a longer period of time. So therefore, these two do not exist, coexist without undermining other. So therefore, as you gradually increase and develop or enhance your understanding of things in event as they are, then the ignorance will diminish. So therefore, if the ignorance is, upon it, the force of the ignorance is reduced, then the the other negative thoughts and emotions that give rise by the ignorance will diminish gradually. So this is how we actually cleanse our mind. This is how actually we embark upon a spiritual path to find, to eradicate our sufferings. Because the sufferings, after all, are given rise by our negative thoughts and emotions. As long as there is negative thoughts and emotions and ignorance within us, we're not free from suffering at all, regardless of who we are, whether we are president, whether we are, highly, ranking government officials, whether we are wealthy, and so on and so forth. You, as long as you have this, you are not free of suffering at all. So therefore, suffering can be eradicated by means of cultivating Dhamma, in other words, which is path that leads to cessation.
Well, that and I that is on the Sanji Tamba Kanajin, since the yard of the Mumbusun, when the chunk, I didn't get a coon to pay any. Tame been on the Sanji Jiban, Tame been Nabatan, those that you choose of Tanaji, Tanaji part of Sanji Tamba Tarazi, Memo, whatever they get a coon cordation with it. And then I said, it's also the Koyananda, many Kupanda, we and the negro Sanji.
So therefore, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and great highly realized beings who came to this world to turn the will of Dharma, to teach the Dharma, is all to alleviate the sufferings of all sentient beings by identifying, by introducing the negative state of mind, first of all, and how this negative state of mind affects our life. And what kind of remedy is needed to overcome those negative states of minds? If you look at those different sets of teachings, you know, there might be a different name, but so long as the actual functions of the teachings are concerned, it's all to have a, you know, compassion for other beings and understand your own mind and to identify one's own negative states of mind and deepen insight into the nature of negative states of mind and try to eradicate these negative states of mind. So all the teachings, we cannot find a teaching that doesn't really address overcoming of our negative states of mind. You were saying, I will take questions. More time for you guys to have some questions.
Okay. So the Dharmakaya, it's the Dharmakaya. Like, I guess it's supposed to be Buddha's mind or something. And so, like, yeah.
How does it look like? You want to know more about that?
You want how does it look like? Dharmakaya? Is that a question?
Yeah.
Okay. How does Dharmakaya look like? That's the question, right? I want to understand.
Do you see the Dharmakaya?
How do you recognize
it?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the question very clearly.
What is the Dharmakaya?
Even more strict, what is the Dharmakaya?
Okay.
She's a tongue under Sanji, but at the Nunan, Sanji is soon called Yoruba. She.
And the chugged and the chugged near your wagon.
What is
it? A chugged on when you go near.
That is the chugged on what you could need or did it. You could say under the Sanji published a chamber the roa. Not she has a chitanji or Chanji was saying him when they eat you goods. And you won't you go to roa.
I'm
going to go to some tomb and to be. Lotelo, won't you go, Tony.
So Krishna's saying he'll try to do it in a very short and very comprehensive. So said the wisdom of the Buddha is a Dhammakaya, and then the nature of that wisdom is a Dhammakaya. So in other words, there's a nature truth body and then wisdom truth body. So wisdom truth body is the wisdom of the Buddha, and the particular nature of this wisdom, right? The emptiness of that wisdom, in other words, is the nature truth body. So there are two Dhammakayas. That's what he said, okay.
You had talked about trying to refrain from negative thoughts, negative actions, stuff like that. So if we would happen to have negative thoughts or do negative actions in another religion like Catholicism, if you would do that, you would have penance or reconciliation with a priest. Is there anything like that in Buddhism where if you do something wrong, or is it just on us to get better?
Catholics and Yoruba. Then Aliya, Chick Michigi, Chick Miguel, Tumbaina, Miguel, Chavali, Tumbaina, Delia, Yankoronso, Chick, Ishugi and the Kuran Laman in the Salpa, Trojan, Shajan, Yoruba, and Tagana Jinganzu, Nangben Aliya, and Chick Miguel, Lelia, Tumbaina, and Delia.
小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小小
In fact, it says there is no such a negative act that you have committed cannot be purified by your practice of your purifications. So we have a lot of different kinds of purification practice. So, you know, once you have act, when you have already completed engaging in those acts, and then later on that you know this is not right, and then you always, we always have a purification practice for it, practice to it.
How can we increase knowing the Buddha nature? I know it's, you know, one of the ways from the discussion is to begin to, you know, eliminate all the negative thoughts and feelings, because this is what, you know, and the ignorance, this is what obscures all the Tathagata. But what other practice, perhaps, start doing to get a glimpse of it and get more habituated to it?
Rangyulya, that's a Kranjiniri use of Warba, Sangi, Rexam, Jantamji, use of Warba. But then there were Ranjiniri, the any Susu Rangyulya, but the Chick that Hagwellia, that Chick, she don't that Rangyulya, Chichi Chamanzo, Ishe some robots. She don't that Ishe some members, Susu Monea, Chick, Shadow Yubet on the Honda. 또 무슨 말이야? 다 수수 하고 해야 돼요. 가르쳐 그랬어. 이제 좀 멤버지.
이제 좀 이제 하고 해야 된 시절은 되네. 비 수술 때가랑 그 반대기가 두고 있나. 반대기가 오늘 그런 거라마 결론 잡아지 이게 대배 나중에 랑 기받아 만다 잡아 된다지 누트고 그러와. 니네 이제 시지고 전지 랑 되지 있어.
그래서
이제 지적이 있나? 나 나중에 랑 기제도 지단 만다 되지. 제발 연구해.
그래서. So, Krishna is saying this is like, you know, when you, at a moment, you know, it's very hard for us, but if you take a moment of not really, you know, to able to block all those thoughts, elaborations, and then you're able to just single-pointedly remain your mind, remain yourself, and in the actual nature of your mind. It's you will feel as some kind of stillness, like an ocean. On the surface, ocean is really, you know, there's waves and ripples and so on and so forth. But when you go deeper at the oceans, there's always stillness, the stillness of the nature of ocean. The stillness is there. In the same way, if you are able to take a 1 second of that, to be able to yourself, to forget about all those, not running after those negative, I mean, thoughts and, you know, mental thoughts and emotions, you're able to still yourself, you know, just to, and there's a chance that we might get a little glimpse of the nature of our mind, or in other words, the Tathagatagarbha. So this is the process of learning. It really takes a long time for us to really to get closer to understand the existence of the Buddha nature within us.
So we should do that as often as we can, and maybe at night as well.
This was one jig some of the time Namdo Gazette Kato to Chiado, the Morgic Pager of Chicosa, Namjo of Gazette Kato to Chiado, the Nichic, the night Kanda Konda, the Ningun Karimbian, and some down the Tigre was
one day in you.
Yeah.
Continue and come up there, you're something like Manzi Panji Motorima, Sanging New Year's.
Anytime. There's no specific time. Whenever the time that you think is suitable, just go ahead and do it.
I had a question about the refugee, where the refugees really need to be. In other words, I mean, if you don't practice the Dhamma, then it's not going to do you any good. So you have to have some level of resolve to practice it, and then determination and confidence in the resolve to practice. So is the refuge really ultimately not so much in Dhamma but more in our resolve to practice it? Can we look at it like that? Our determination, our confidence in that determination? That was in other words, are we really taking refuge ultimately in our own selves and our own effort?
Okay. Let me think. Did I get all questions? So, I'm kind of a little bit not very clear yet to me. I'm sorry. No, can you repeat once again?
Yeah, maybe I can discuss this some other time, and you can do a direct translation of what I'm saying. In other words, word for word translation, as if that's possible. As opposed to you trying to paraphrase.
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe that's not the time. I don't know, this is a good question.
Yeah. Kenny, if you can make it. Yeah, if you can paraphrase that, we're really good. Yeah, I wasn't.
I was saying, at what point are you actually taking refuge? You know, because if you don't actually practice Dharma, it doesn't do any good to say that you're taking refuge. Is that correct? Is the actual refuge in doing the practice or somewhere else? Is that sort of what you're getting at?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I mean, is it ultimately us taking refuge in our own
actions
and ability, in our own confidence and our abilities and our determination and resolve, basically?
Okay. Is the refuge really in our resolve?
Or intention?
And intention. Good.
Refugees, okay? Can you tell me once again? My brain is not working.
What the refuge actually is.
Okay.
Is it our resolve to practice? Is it what we do in our daily lives? You know, is that the refuge? or is it something else that leads to, maybe leads to those things?
Okay. Koi tsoro din sa ta kendo chewa ta ko ba so kare me nas ko din sa re che ta man zo kendo che san yi chewa zo le kendo kyo zo to ya de che ta so se ni re gi jawa chor ba jawa chor ba jawa de tsen be ka ble ya jawa de le ya ni che jawa nyen ba tok ta ki jawa nyen ba te pa ka da ble ya So when you talk about taking refuge in three jewels, as you all may be familiar with that, there are three ways in which we take in refuge in three jewels, right? I take Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. One is to taking refuge in three jewels based on small scope, medium scope, and then the great scope. So this is what kind of result that you want to have by taking refuge in three jewels. If you want to take refuge in three jewels, the purpose of having a rebirth in a high realms, and you could do this by following the teachings of engaging in 10 virtue sections. And if you want to get a better result, even better result than this, then not only just you are, engaging in 10 virtue sections and abandoning the 10 non-virtuous actions, then you need to practice the 12 links of dependent originations, which enables you to understand how you can further, how you can advance your taking refuge in three jewels. In other words, not only just have a, result as a high rebirth, but also completely, beyond that state, which is the nirvana, which is the state of liberation. And then there's another again. Was it the most advanced way of taking refuge in three jewels is to taking, generation of bodhicitta. Of course, wisdom, realizing emptiness. With this two, combination of these two, then, take you to the final result. So this is the three ways in which we take a refuge in three jewels.
This is actually not a question, but it's an illustration in a way of Vishnu's teaching today. A friend recently told me, who's more or less Christian, but very interested in Buddhism and looks at Thich Nhat Hanh, who's a Mahayana Vietnamese teacher, very often. Some years ago, almost died, and was in the hospital and found themselves very aware but apart from their body, and realized their body was, their physical existence was falling away from them. And then realized, oh, I'm dying. And then thought, oh, but I'm still aware. Mm-hmm. And thought, the Buddhists are right. And then she thought, Bardo, I'm not ready. She thought. And then I have to go someplace else. I'm really not ready. So, and then it happened that you know, she was medically somehow brought back. But as a sort of Christian, she still doesn't know what to make of it. But I'm just saying that's such an illustration of, you know, just the whole process of moving on. And then also what not having stable faith can do, because she didn't see it in terms of Christianity. It only made sense to her in terms of Buddhism.
The lokashi chikongli ya morang tomo chi menga na li ya ta chik na dukja chi negi na bada do. Na zi dukja chi chung bada. Di chi chi pike menga na nye chi tepe ka li ta pe chi chi li nye ba sura chi. Chi li nye ba sura chi ta ka na chi ya ki ta pe chi nye de ki sura chi. Di ka li ya chi ta tenpa tabi sura chi li ya su su Subhudan susuni tadayinbe nawarabshik, khotugin sorabshik. Tende takanda subhung paa yuabshik. Susun yang tsu seba chikli ya ta khunyini tadayi chagwebe namba sorabshik. Tende tenyongde, ane mo topya khubya, oo ta menga na yomte ten, tan pechen shigu mendo samsamrik, tende nawarabshik khorongde, ane chik ta bardol dorengu yuabbe na, Kanda ina ngay tukhari ina samda nga ina ta nga danda kabshi ina nga shiki me samsam rupshi. Nga shi maray ina danda kabshi nga shiki me samsam. Tinda ki kasa lo le ya ande chik, tinda ya ande kanda lo chik kya samsam sikudu. Tichay ina samda ina kono lamza mige ina chik kali kali chay chinko midi nel ya dhabra sa. Chay samda moro di samda ina kanda nangbe chik shi do di Susan,
だち一周準備ちゃね。うん。だからもう一周へ夜はだもう一周へ夜は。で、準備ちゃんだもう出るやだ。出しかんですかこれ。かんでじね。出しかんですかこれ。だもう浪そなんしろば。そなで。もう浪そなんしろよろばてにゃ。そなかんでじたんでじ。しがらがだかんだ。そぶだ、そぶだ、そそかがちでです。かがちんでるじね。もうだてるやだ。かんですよね。さ。でしかんですかこれさ、もう浪にちゃべな。
で、今ね、ちなって、この、じゃあ、島、この、どこ、この、箱根県、その、チェグロは。うちは島の、ディル、ルビデが、その、どこ、グロは。その、どこ、グロは。で、なんだ、じ、ち、ちばめんどうす。うん、そう。うん。あの、じゃあ、この、じゃあ、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その
Dhammang Toka Dajikya.
Yeah, sometimes, of course, due to the very intense sickness, it may create some kind of hallucination within our mind. That's a possibility. But of course, if someone is really having experience of near death, it's not strange at all. There are many who had an experience of near death. So then, you know, if whoever that she think is an authentic teacher, such as Thich Nhat Hanh, she should stick to that particular teacher. And then, because if there is a really, you know, the experience that she had at that time, really something that is really, she think is really correspond to the reality, then there's an indication that she has an imprint within her that there's after death, a life after death still. And you're leaving your body aside and then your consciousness still, you know, parted from your body, and it's still transcend from one life to another life. And this is a strong imprint that she has. So in which case, she should stick with the teacher whom she thinks is the best, as good, something that's really become a spiritually influential for her, such as Thich Nhat Hanh. It's a really great teacher. So, yeah.
I actually told her that she is that guy.
Yeah. And that's what if that's saying.
My mom is pretty far away.
This is all.
Yeah,
I listen
to a lot of
mistakes,
but time doesn't travel too much.
Oh,
what's the question? The topic of refuge reminded me of something that Gongkhar Rinpoche had
Who Rinpoche?
Gongkhar Rinpoche.
Oh, Gongkhar Rinpoche, okay. Manzu gul yomarbas. Chesan di megin chile kanzu refuge kanzu caps kanzu dogres.
Di ma susu pona do di na kini susu ma thou yeng. Susu di mu yeng jitu guro. Na kini na.
Maso.
Du zi kini ya jiu ju di ka rang di ka ji di na kini susu rang ma thou yeng do chi.
Maso.
Susu
thou yeng do chi.
Susu thou yeng guro. Kanzu sim da di. Tadi tu mungkin baru. Tadi tu lah tengah orang tu pernah cuci keris.
Asal.
Cuci sambil orang tu dekik cuci lagi ni na. Nanti tiga kurun kurun jalan jalan tu keris. Asal. Cuci saya dengan ayah. Kanda jadi sana cerana nak hiji ayah dia cipta dua. Kurun itu tu jalan. Kurun ayah dia ada mungkin cuci dong cium mana. Mana?
Asal. So Gisela is saying here, yes, when we take a refuge, you know, as we mentioned earlier, there is a causal refuge and the resultant refuge, right? So resultant refuge is the one's own enlightenment that is to be achieved. Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. So now, here and your very purpose of taking refuge in three jewels right now is to achieve those three jewels within ourselves, within us. And so now it's the future refuge that is to be achieved, the three jewels that is to be achieved, is, you know, ultimately it's the enlightened beings. So it is a worthwhile to take a refuge in the three jewels. I mean, the resultant refuge. So it will also strengthen your motivation of actually engaging in the practice of the Dharma when you think about the resultant refuge, which is resultant refuge, which is to be achieved by yourself in the future. And if you know the quality and the excellent qualities of what we call the enlightened, excellent enlightened qualities, then you will also able to know that the resultant refuge, which is your own enlightenment of the future. So when you come to understand this clearly within you, then this will really, you know, strengthen your motivations and your interest in taking refuge in three jewels. So this is what the Gichila thinks is main purpose of taking refuge in your resultant state as well. But of course, there are a lot of explanation that you could find in a different text and you know, commentaries. It's a very, you know, short answer, but you know, it's a very elaborate teaching that we may find in what we call the resultant refuge commentaries. It's a, you know, and I think three volumes of that. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
So beginning
at
page 23 and 24,
present teachings, and then switching, skipping to page 28 of auspicious questions.
Zambo Jeche Roto Omaji.